You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. You are now tuned in to the Roto Experts.
This is the Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and we are the Roto Experts! Alongside the Fantasy Executive, Corey Parson, Wall Street Matt Modica, I am Greg Sussman. A lot of moving around over here, a lot of yawning over here. Let's wake up, people!
Yeah, you gotta get up. Listen, Fantasy Executive a little bit tired. I had a lot of things going on last night. Still got to bed early, but I'm still a little weary. But I feel good. I'm ready to talk. We can do less. I don't care what you want to do. Whatever you want to do, Greg, we can do it.
All right, we're going to talk some NBA this hour. So
It was only four games last night.
Four games last night. Full slate tonight. We'll get into
Full slate. There was a fight last night, though.
There was. We're going to break
Aaron
that down.
Aaron Affalo tried to take our homeboy head off.
We're going
to
talk about that. I like how you didn't say that guy's name because there's no way you're going to do that.
Didn't say that guy's name for a reason.
Matt Modica, how are you, my man?
I'm doing good. I'm a little jealous of the Fantasy Exec breakfast sandwich. It looked quite delicious.
You go on after the show.
Yeah, no, I'm definitely going to chow down on something after the show. That's usually the first thing I do.
Absolutely. Guys, Leonard Fournette survived this car accident. Tom Brady put the hit out, and he survived.
Yeah. I'm glad Fournette is doing well. You want to see the Jags at full strength this week. That money line is going to start moving because everybody's going to start betting that money line.
I kind of agree with you.
I really want to do it. It's very enticing. It really is. And I think they have a shot. I'm not saying they're winning this game, but with that defense, and if they can, you know, disrupt Brady, stranger things have happened.
Hey, when I brought up yesterday, comparing them to the 2000 Ravens, what did Jake say? He said like something like very... Mean? Research. No. Oh. I don't know. I don't remember it. But whatever it is, it makes sense what he said.
Yeah.
But it was comparing him to the 2000 Ravens. You don't remember? Yeah. This happens when you get enhanced, when you get off. Tend to forget what happened earlier in the day.
Sorry, I was eating breakfast. And
that's it.
Sorry.
I was over here with you yesterday, Greg. We did the golf show yesterday. I thought that went pretty good.
You did. Corey, that's up. I think it's up now on YouTube. You can catch it on the Fantasy Sports Network.
Yeah.
Corey hosts 3 under par with Coach Dennis Esser
and
Cam Stewart.
Yeah.
And Corey leads the way. It's pretty cool.
It was a good job. You know what I'm saying? We got everybody ready for the Career Builder Challenge this weekend at PGA West.
PGA West.
We should do a foursome one day.
Sure.
I'm down with that.
I haven't golfed in like 10 years.
That'd be cool to go out there. I told him yesterday on the show that I was going to go to Chelsea Piers and take some lessons.
Yeah.
They're probably expensive out of Chelsea Piers, though.
You know what's crazy? You go down to Chelsea Piers, not Chelsea Piers, you go down past that to Pier 26, my mini golf spot across from the GST, $6. Mini golf.
Okay, cool. Mini golf.
Very doable.
That's
the move. You go do a round of mini golf and you go to GST. That is the perfect evening, if you ask me.
I remember one time I had a young lady come to visit me. She said she wanted to have dinner on the Hudson. And I was like, I don't know restaurants on the Hudson. And
well, there's the
GST is close enough.
What's that
sorry,
place,
Chris.
The boat club or something like that? I mean, it's like one of the most expensive places.
Yeah, the girl. She has fancy taste.
I'll buy you some wings.
Yeah, I get some wings.
Some
boneless.
We'll take a break. There's a fight in the NBA last night. We'll break it down for you. Cut up next.
Playing daily fantasy basketball this year? Consider Daily Roto your go-to resource. Whether you play on DraftKings or FanDuel, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. With a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, there's no better place to get your NBA DFS content. Better yet, you can save 10% using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium and learn more about our awesome product.
On the Fantasy Sports Radio Network, Roto Experts. Coming up next, Fantasy Frenzy. That'll be fun. I want to ask Jake who the vice president is. We have him on a little bit later on.
Jake would know.
I agree. Jake would get that.
I do love the new opening for Frenzy. Fantastic.
Job. It's good. It's good stuff.
Shout out to Chris Bavona.
That's good stuff right there.
Animal. Bounty Hunter.
the bounty hunter, Chris Ravone.
Hey, what do you think of this? I'm sorry, Greg. It's about to happen. Did I hear a rumor that the Cavaliers were looking to possibly be moving on from Tristan Thompson?
I did not hear that. I did not hear that rumor. Hmm. It's odd you bring up Tristan Thompson because I was forced to watch Keeping Up with the Kardashians last night.
Was he on it?
Yes, he was.
They're going to trade him. They're going to get rid of him.
I agree.
Because I don't think LeBron wants that
stuff
in his
atmosphere. But he's going to be gone next year anyway.
Yeah, he's leaving anyway. Yeah, that's wrong of LeBron to be making. Well, at least the ownership and the higher ups should know that LeBron's most likely bolting. So yeah. We shouldn't be making LeBron decisions right now.
Well, the thing about it is, if they're going on a champion, if they're trying to go on this championship run, you definitely don't want that Kardashian element.
She's been around for a year, though.
No, she hasn't come to Cavalier games. I've never seen her at the Cavalier game. Never had a Cavalier game. And I think LeBron told him, keep her away.
I'm sure he did.
Yeah, keep her away because we don't want that. But the fact that he was on the show means that he's getting a little bit too close to that thing.
Well, they're pregnant.
I know that.
That was the episode last night that I watched.
Yeah.
That she revealed.
Wait a minute. Was it on or were you watching it?
I was sitting on my phone on my couch and it was on in the background.
Okay, so you weren't like.
I wasn't
did
like.
Did you turn to it?
I don't know. Judy turned to it.
I was just an accident. Okay.
Judy went on the DVR and she DVR.
Sounds like Sussman's throwing Judy under the bus. Yeah, right. Ben Roethlisberger.
I had other things I wanted to watch. Yeah. She's like, want to watch this? I was like, all right, I could go in the room and I'll watch other stuff. She's like, you can't sit here and watch it. I was like, all right, whatever, fine. So I got on my phone. And in the background, the TV's over there. I'm sitting on my phone. And there's Tristan Thompson and Khloe Kardashian.
That's crazy. I don't blame LeBron, though.
Also crazy, Kanye was in the episode. Kanye's never in anything. Kanye was in the episode. But I don't even know if they showed his face, to be honest.
They had a baby. Another baby.
I read that. It was yesterday,
They had a baby.
A third baby.
Yeah.
Via surrogate this time.
Yeah, via surrogate.
Somebody had to three?
No, they have three.
This one was a surrogate. Somebody had to explain that to me.
Yeah.
I didn't really, I wasn't up on that. You know what I'm saying? So somebody explained it to me. And then it was like, oh, well, you should have known. I'm like, I don't. You know what I'm saying? Mine's came regular. You know what I'm saying? Mine's like, what? You're what? Yeah. So that's how mine's came. You know what I mean? I didn't know nothing about that.
Yeah, that stork keeps passing over me.
Yeah. Well, there you go. You know, don't worry, man. You might be next. I don't want to put, if you're not wishing for that, I don't want to put that on nobody. But Nando, you know what I'm saying? Greg.
Nope. No.
Dawn Burns. But no, I don't blame LeBron. I don't want that Kardashian atmosphere around if I'm trying to make a championship run.
They've been dating for a year.
I don't know. It's not a good look. It's not a good because I think the motive is to get inside that Cleveland Cavalier locker room, go on this playoff run, start filming as they try to win the championship.
Right.
I think they want to use them.
Remember when the Saints won the Super Bowl and Kim Kardashian got on the studio.
Yep.
And I think Reggie Bush was like, what the hell's going on here?
Yeah, exactly.
They're still dating by then?
When the Saints won the chip? I think so, yeah.
She was on the thing. She had to be.
Oh, she was on the float, you're saying?
No, not the float. After the game, when they when they have the studio set up after the game.
Oh, yeah.
She got on to the set. And I'm like, what's this girl doing? And I think Reggie was like.
She knows how to maneuver. They know how to market their brand. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So, but
the mother. I'll leave it.
Thanks, Matt. But yeah, no.
I will say this: the mother last night had plastic surgery on her earlobes.
On her earlobes.
I didn't know that was
she's got a lot. I will say, she's looking good.
All right, shout out to Chris. But I don't blame LeBron, and I think that's probably going. Him and Tristan Thompson were very close friends, and I think this might be a situation where their friendship might be lacking right now because of Thompson deciding to make this move, which is his business. You feel what I'm saying?
Sure.
But I hate to say it this way, but nothing really good is going to come out of this. I don't think for him.
For Tristan?
Yeah, I think you look at Lamar Odom.
Okay, that seems like a stretch.
Yeah, because Lamar Odom had issues before.
Many, many issues before.
Yeah, there's not something that I would do. Rest red carpet, have a good time, you know what I'm saying?
So the report actually came out a few days ago, about 5 days ago. This came from Shams of Yahoo Sports. He said Cavs would be willing to trade Tristan Thompson for the right deal. Multiple NBA teams have decided that Tristan Thompson as an asset. Cleveland's willing to move in the right deal, such as one for DeAndre Jordan, for instance.
See, I don't think DeAndre Jordan is good for Cleveland.
Okay.
I think he's better than what they what they would have.
Yeah.
But I still think they need a, in order to beat Golden State, you need a big that can come out on the perimeter. And DeAndre Jordan can't do that.
Well, I'm not surprised that Tristan Thompson wants to go play in L.A., be in L.A.
Exactly. I think Tristan Thompson, that's kind of what he wants to do anyway, too. I think he wants to get out there with them.
Right.
Yeah, but you don't think magical. Jordan versus Ed him and going against the Celtics and stuff? I think the Celtics would be really tough.
I think it does help with the Celtics. But, okay, so would you do Thompson for Jordan straight up? Is that a straight up deal?
If I'm a Cavs fan? If I'm a Cavs, of course I could do that.
If you're from the Clippers point of view, you do that.
No.
There you go. Clippers want that draft pick. Yeah. And I don't think DeAndre Jordan's worth that draft pick. That draft pick could be number one pick in the draft.
It could be, yeah. I agree. You can't give that up for DeAndre
Cleveland is desperately hoping so.
And listen, Tristan Thompson is just not doing much of anything this year. He was injured for about a month earlier. Yeah, about a month.
But could they package, say, you know, Thompson and...
And what? You know, I don't know what, unfortunately. But yeah, I mean, Tristan Thompson is playing about 20 minutes a game. He's rebounding well. He's had at least 8 rebounds in actually each of the last 4 games. And each of the last 7 games, he's had at least 7 rebounds. So he's rebounding the ball well.
Yeah.
He's not scoring at all off the bench. He's had under double digits in every one of those games I mentioned, except for one. So it's been a very mediocre year.
Let me pose this question. Who would be the guy that you'd be willing to give up that number one?
It's a great question.
DeMarcus Cousins.
He's a DeMarcus Cousins.
I think he's.
I don't know. I don't agree. Because he's a free agent next year, right?
Yeah, that's true, too.
I can't do that for a free agent.
Yeah, no, okay.
If he's a free
agent. You can be Anthony Davis, I'll do it.
If you could do, like, you know, if they're able to negotiate and lock him, but he's not going to want to do that. He's going to want to hit the market.
I mean, a player like Cat, something like that, you know, but then nobody's going to. Why would they do that?
No one's
doing that. Like you said, the name is DeAndre Jordan comes up because he's the big that they can use. But I'm not giving them a number one draft pick for DeAndre Jordan, not the dude that do them stupid commercials. You know what I'm saying? And then Boogie obviously would be the guy, but you bring up the point about him being the free agent.
He's a free agent. And also, let's be real. The Pelicans are in the playoffs right now. They're not like tanking.
Yeah, you're right. There's no reason for them to tank.
They're you know, like 23-20. They're right now, they're in the thick of the playoff race in the Western Conference. And they're not trading Anthony Davis or DeMarcus Cousins.
LeBron will figure it out. Before the trade deadline, LeBron to figure it out.
Or I'll go take a vacation.
Exactly.
Or both, you know, whatever.
If I do both.
Yeah.
Meet my new teammate when I get back from my break.
So maybe he'll like find a young guy. I don't want to go on vacation with you.
But if LeBron goes to the St. Lakers next year, maybe he starts appearing on the Kardashians.
No.
The James, what's your man Maverick Carter would be like, come here, let me talk to you. What's wrong with you?
Courtney's available?
According to, she's dating some like French dude, I think.
Oh, really?
I think so.
Yeah. The Savannah, like, stop playing with me, LeBron. You better... Since I'm playing with me, you're not going over there with them people.
Yeah. So the fight last night.
Yeah. Aaron O'Fallon,
Bielica for Minnesota. And it was weird. Like, all right, so Bielica makes like a hard play. He's go over an offensive rebound. He makes a hard play. Nothing like serious, right? It wasn't like a hard thing. All of a sudden, Aaron O'Fallon, like, he just saw red and he started throwing punches. And Bielica's like, whoa! Well, what are you doing?
There was some pushing and shoving going on in that altercation. How many minutes does that guy play?
A lot. He's absolutely regular.
Okay, he's a regular. I understand you. It was a hard play. It was an aggressive play.
He's averaging 14 minutes a game.
You see, what I saw to me from my eyes. It looked like something a bench player would do, like playing too hard. You know what I'm saying? I think a follower was like, yo, this dude is trying to hurt me. And he took a shot. But the follower swung.
Look, if you're a bench player,
you got to play hard.
You got to play hard. I mean, you got to capitalize on all the minutes you can get. And you know what? With all this stuff that's going on with locker rooms and this and that, maybe they need to let him play a little more on the floor.
True, but I think when you're a follow and a bench player comes in the game and he... makes him. It wasn't a bad move. He's just trying to go. He's trying to go in for the rebound. He pushed him pretty tough, and the follow didn't like it because I guess he felt it was too hard. But he just came up swinging, and he took a really good swing at him. So I don't know what that was about, but I guess it was about that contact that was being made. So he's going to miss a couple games for that one right there. Did they say anything about what's going to happen with the Lakers? I mean, the Clippers yet, and the Rockets?
Not yet. Mm-hmm. They've said that they believe Trevor Ariza was the aggressor.
Yeah,
but that's it. That's fine.
Who called the cops?
911. Like, hello, is this the LAPD? Get there quick. Chris Paul trying to get me.
Call the cops.
It's fine. All right, we're gonna take a break here. When we come back, let's talk about the NBA from last night, from a what actually happened perspective.
Oh, okay, my bad.
Okay, that'll be fun. Only four games. We'll also preview what's going on tonight in the NBA. Much fuller slate. It'll be fun. Stick around. More Riddle Experts on the way after this.
If you're playing daily fantasy basketball on DraftKings or FanDuel this NBA season, you need to sign up for Daily Roto. Built by a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. Better yet, you can save 10% off using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium to learn more about their product.
Roto Experts Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
A little big band action, huh?
That was cool.
Yeah.
I was digging it. So in that game where Aaron Aflalo got in a fight with Bielinka.
Sorry, that was me.
You can always tell when Corey's paying attention.
No, I'm listening. Bielinka.
Close enough. Magic actually won. Magic actually beat the Timberwolves at home last night, 108-102, coming back in the fourth quarter to do that. It was a close game, actually, throughout. But the T-Wolves fell to Orlando here in a major upset. They were led on the night by Evan Fournier, who had 32 points. Bismack Biyombo actually dominated on the glass. He had like 8 rebounds in 3 minutes or something like that. Finishes with 16 total, 10 points. And 16 rebounds off the bench. DJ Augustine had a really good game. He had 18-6-6. He played 24 minutes, as did Elfrid Payton, but Augustine was much more effective. It was off the bench. You also had Kem Birch, also had a nice game. He had 12-10 off the bench. For Minnesota last night, they were led by 28-7 from Jimmy Butler, who also had 5 steals and 4 assists and 2 blocks, because he's the man. 15-12 for Karl Anthony Towns, 18-7 for Taj Gibson.
Let me ask you a question right quick.
Please do.
Obviously, the situation right here was Wiggins had a bad game.
Wiggins always has a bad game.
Yeah.
True story, fantasy basketball, I dropped Andrew Wiggins in the league.
Yikes. It's gotten that bad for Andrew Wiggins. Mm-hmm. All right, but here's the situation right here. This is fantasy related in some point. Who would you rather have, Jimmy Butler or Klay Thompson?
In fantasy?
In both.
In fantasy basketball, I'm taking Jimmy Butler.
Okay.
I think Jimmy Butler contributes in legitimately every category.
I agree with that.
Points, rebounds, assists, steals, blocks. He does it all. Klay Thompson does not.
Okay.
I think if you put Klay Thompson on a different team, it all changes. I think Klay Thompson is probably a better player than we see every day because of the team and the role that he has.
Mm.
I think I give him credit for his lack of ego on that team, where realistically he's like, I think people look at him as like the fourth best player.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's fair.
He's an all-star.
But he's an all-star, but he's probably the fourth best player on that team.
Yeah.
Which is insane.
It's crazy.
They're very different types of players, obviously. Extremely different. But I feel like if he was on his... Let me say this.
Who's a better NBA basketball player? Klay Thompson or Jimmy Butler?
Well, let me keep going.
Hold okay.
On. So Jimmy Butler... by himself with Chicago, which is what it was the last 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
He couldn't do anything. They were horrible. And he was horrible.
Yeah.
We've never seen Klay Thompson by himself. I don't know.
You don't know what he is if he has to carry a team.
I have no idea. I know that Jimmy Butler isn't able to. And Jimmy Butler in this role as the glue guy, as the defensive guy, as the leader back with Tom Thibodeau, that works. We know that works. We know Klay Thompson's able to carry the load when Steph Curry doesn't play. We've seen that before with Steve Kerr and with Draymond. We've seen him play without Kevin Durant.
Mm-hmm.
And it works out okay. I don't have an answer to that question.
Yeah, but Jimmy Butler with Chicago, like you said, there was no one there.
No one.
But he put Kevin Durant on Chicago with no one there.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, are they a playoff team? you know, maybe they're an 8th seed at best.
Yeah, I mean, probably, yes, but Kevin Durant's better than Jimmy Butler.
No, he is, but that's what the point I'm trying to make. Like, Jimmy Butler, I mean, it's a good question. Like, what if Jimmy Butler would have went to the Cavs? Mm-hmm.
Would that be enough to put them over the top?
Exactly.
Who would you take off that team and put JB there? Or you just put JB in, on that team?
Like, if Jimmy Butler's on the Cavs and they're facing the Golden State Warriors now.
That's, to me, that's enough. Yes, that's enough.
That's enough to beat Golden State.
Yeah.
Currently, the way they're currently set up.
I think so. I think you add Jimmy Butler, yes. Mm.
DB, who do you think is a better NBA player, Jimmy Butler or Klay Thompson? DB is Don Burns. He's the producer of this program.
Body snatcher.
Who do you think is a better NBA player? On the air when we're talking about
On air, Burns.
I'm here.
Better NBA player, Jimmy Butler or Klay Thompson?
Jimmy Butler. He did it more by himself, and he's brought the Bulls to the playoffs by himself.
That's not true. When he was by himself, he did nothing.
Klay Thompson hasn't done it yet. He's still a productive, and he's a better two-way player, I think, than Klay is.
Klay's a lockdown defender. Klay's
a lockdown defender.
I understand,
dude.
But more is asked of Jimmy Butler than Klay Thompson.
That makes
Kevin
sense.
Kevin Durant's a top 10 defender this year.
Yes.
So is Draymond Green.
Yes, absolutely. But I don't think it's fair to criticize Klay for
situation. Oh, no, I'm not criticizing. Yeah. But you're saying if I have to pick, I pick Jimmy Butler because I've seen him do it.
I don't know.
Can I say this about
you can't pick something if you haven't seen it.
You can.
I mean, you can. You might be wrong, though.
Definitely.
Just because we're talking Jimmy Butler and this whole scenario thing. Like, it's hard to say this, but has LeBron in this current state, like this year, kind of hurt Cleveland in the fact you had Kyrie make the move where he didn't want to be pigeonholed by LeBron. Jimmy Butler didn't want to go there because he probably knew after this year LeBron's gone and what am I going to do in Cleveland and I'm a hostage there as well.
But you would sign up for it, though, if you got LeBron James. You would sign up for it.
Oh, yeah, no. Yeah. But I'm just saying, if you look at that aspect...
Uh-huh.
You know, if LeBron would have committed and said, you know what, I'm here for the next 3 years in Cleveland, Kyrie maybe don't leave. Jimmy Butler maybe comes.
That also affects the pick they have, too, because they want to save it in case they have to do a reset.
Yeah, that's true, too. Yeah, that.
Which is dumb, right. But that's what they're doing with that.
And who was that?
It's the Brooklyn Nets pick, so it's like a 9th pick.
It could be one.
Yeah,
could
but be one.
It, sure.
Yep. So
probably won't because they're not playing that bad.
They have
well, you win the lottery, though. Obviously, lose the lottery for that in their case.
Yeah, the NBA has been known to.
Well, what do you know? The Cavs has the number one pick
again.
Miraculously.
Miraculously, indeed.
Patrick Ewing to the Knicks.
But that's a good point, though, Matt, because
I'm just looking at it from
that. If he would make a commitment to that franchise, they could have been in a better spot. So maybe he is. I don't know. I don't think
him. It's hard to say. He's, you know.
I don't think him and Dan Gilbert is ever going to be like a thing. You know what I mean? I don't think they're ever going to be cool.
So last night, Boston faced New Orleans.
Yeah.
The Pelicans beat Boston in Boston 116-113. It was a really good victory for them as Anthony Davis had 45-16.
Yeah, he had a monster night.
Jrue Holiday at 23-7.
Jrue Holiday.
DeMarcus Cousins at 19-15 with 7 turnovers. Ian Clark at 15 off the bench. Very short bench, of course, right now for New Orleans. For Boston, 27 from Kyrie, 27-7. Al Horford at 14-9-6. Jason Tatum didn't really do all that much. He just had 10. Jaylen Brown had a good game. He had 16-5. Al Marcus Smart had 16-5-5 off the bench.
Impressive win for the Pelicans right here in overtime.
Well, I mean, Anthony Davis is on fire this last few contests.
All right, given that what I told you, who they played and whatnot, listen to this quote and tell me who said it. Blank was irked to hear that the Celtics would honor Isaiah Thomas on any night. What has he done? Blank asked. Told that he led the Celtics to the conference finals last year, Blank remarked, oh, that's what they celebrate around there now? Who said that, Corey?
Then it's a Pelican player said that?
A Pelican player said that.
Boogie?
Nope.
No. No, easy. Oh, what's your man name? The nut. Rajon Rondo.
Right, doesn't understand why Isaiah Thomas is getting honored and not him.
Yeah, because nobody likes you, Rajon Rondo. That's why.
No, but he does have a point.
Rondo in 30 minutes of action in the revenge game against Boston had 7 points, 8 assists, 2 steals, 2 blocks, 2 turnovers, 3 rebounds.
Maybe that's the balance.
Did he try to go to the back of the locker room?
Maybe that's the balance right there for guys like Boogie Cousins and Rondo. Maybe they kind of balance each other out so nobody tilts the locker room too much in one direction. They kind of just awkwardly keep it afloat, you know what I mean? Because nobody, this guy right here, you talking about Todd Haley, this guy right here, Rajon Rondo, nobody likes this guy.
Denver defeated Dallas yesterday, 105-102. It was Dennis Smith Jr. leading the way with 25 points, should've 5 assists, 2 rebounds. Could have been 17-6 for Harry Barnes. 10 points for Wesley Matthews. Just 6 for Dirk off the bench. Yogi Ferrell went back to the bench last night. He had 13-7. While Devin Harris had 16 points in Dallas's defeat. The Nuggets, who won, were got a dominant performance from Nikola Jokic. Listen to this stat line, Core. 29 points, 18 rebounds, 7 assists, 2 steals.
Yeah, Jokic getting it done last night. That is, and he did that in 33 minutes of action, too. The way he put that stat line up to go along with those 2 steals. He only turned the ball over 5 times, so solid night for him. Oh, yeah, how much is that in DFS?
Jokic's probably very expensive. Boards. He's probably very expensive.
Yeah.
Scored a lot, obviously. The perfect matchup against Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
He took
advantage of it too. Did a good job. He probably was highly owned.
Gary Harris also had a nice game, 25-4 with 4 steals. Will Barton, 22 points, 6 assists, and 5 rebounds for Will Barton. Last game of the evening last night was Portland and Phoenix. Matt, you were talking about this one earlier.
Yeah, Damian Lillard made a hell of a play. I mean, nice little fake out move, took it to the hole.
31 points for Dame, 7 assists, 5 rebounds, and a steal there. 27 for his backcourt mate, C.J. McCollum, who had 27. Evan Turner had 12, Farouk Aminu had 14. And the one guy that just cannot get it done is my guy, Joseph Nurkic. I was just wrong about this dude this year. 9.7 rebounds for him.
What do you think of the situation with him? Is he injured?
No, he's not.
Just a bum?
So he played like 6 minutes in the first half. And then got benched for the rest of the half. And then he played his normal minutes in the second half. I don't know what's going on with Nurkic. I really don't. For Phoenix, 43 points for Devin Booker last night. 8 assists, 6 rebounds. Devin Booker continues to ascend. I believe he's just 22 years old. So he's awesome. 11 points for Tyronn Eulis.
Kentucky Wildcats.
Yes, he was. Troy Daniels.
Hold on one second. On 29 shots, which is not that bad. 5 for 12 from 3.
Mm-mm. 18 points for Troy Daniels off the bench. 10 points for Isaiah Cannon. Dragan Bender, who looked like a pickup earlier this week in fantasy basketball, he had 6 points and 8 rebounds, while Justin Jackson had 8-2. Or JJ. Josh Jackson, I should say,
Josh
had
8-2. Yeah, I'm not really impressed with none of that, though.
None of those.
It doesn't move the needle for the fantasy.
It does not move the needle.
Well, I'm trying to service the fantasy community here.
Yeah, so but we got to get everybody the information.
Mm-hmm.
Isaiah Cannon, though.
Yes, he did.
Played 24 minutes last night.
When we come back, there's a lot more games on the slate tonight. We'll give you an early DFS preview. We're also going to give you this day in sports history. And we're going to wrap up the Roto Experts with Jake coming up in a little bit. Stick around. We continue Roto Experts Hour 3 right after this.
Did you know that you can listen to this show live on the award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network? Listen on the iHeartRadio app, the TuneIn Radio app, or download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 Fantasy Sports Network of its kind without a subscription. Check out YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page and participate in the programming there, where you can ask questions, discuss the topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your question. The number is 844-84-FNTSY. That's 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your free fantasy source 24 hours a day.
Large slate tonight in the NBA. We have a whole bunch of games on the schedule. Double-digit mountain of games tonight. Head on over to DailyRoto.com. Check out all the awesome stuff that those guys are offering. They're the best. They're real millionaires, Corey.
Yeah, nah, millionaires. Over at Daily Roto, that's where the millionaires come from in the DFS game. So DailyRoto.com, any place, any sport, anything you want to do, whether it's golf, whether it's basketball, whether you're getting ready for baseball season, you can use the promo code FNTSY to get 10% off, too.
Yes, you
I
can.
I found that out yesterday.
Absolutely true. Tonight, the biggest game on the slate, or there's 2 major games on the slate that I'm looking at early on here. That's the Pelicans and the Hawks. The Hawks are terrible. Obviously, the Pelicans coming off a big win in Boston last night. That over-under is 220.
It's a big number right there.
It was a really big number, but it's not nearly as big as Golden State and Chicago. This is crazy. 229.5.
Yes. Ooh. I think you got to really hit hammer this game right here real hard.
But it should be a blowout, though. You got a blowout factor.
This game is in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And Golden State played when last? Two nights ago,
yeah.
Yeah, this what's this? Is it an early spread?
Golden State is a 10-point favorite.
Is that 10 on the road? I think you want to hammer this game, and I would especially hammer this game from the Chicago side. I would try to get me a couple of bulls in this.
Like some Chris Dunn action?
Some Chris Dunn. What's that dude,
Zach Levine's back?
I think Lauri
Markkanen?
Lauri Markkanen, I think, would be a good play tonight. And I think you want to get one of those big Warrior studs. I would go Steph Curry. I just always play the guy that can hit the more threes. Because Steph can go on a shot, you know, on a streak and hit like 8 to 10 threes a night. So I always play him over Durant, even though Durant's game may be more suited for it. But I just like the fact that Curry knocked down those threes. So I would hammer that game right there. That's kind of where I would get my start at if I'm playing DFS hoops tonight.
Yeah, I mean, that total is kind of reminiscent to back in like the college days when Marshall Ford played for San Diego State and played BYU in the Holiday Bowl or, you know, stuff like that. That's tough in the fact that if it is the blowout, you know, and Golden State can take the pedal off.
If you want to get cute with it, guys like Swaggy P, you feel what I'm saying?
Sure.
But I don't really want
to. I can't do that.
Yeah, but you got to have a contrarian guy in here. I mean, I don't know. I haven't looked at Daily Roto yet. That's where I basically go for the NBA.
Right. Like I said, Zach LaVine, he's been really good since he's been back for Chicago, coming off the ACL injury. It seems like he hasn't missed a beat. Now, the minutes are, of course, limited for Zach LaVine as he does work his way back. He's played 19 minutes and 20 minutes in the two games that he's been back. 14 points in the first game, 18 in the next one. Both actually wins for Chicago, who's actually been hot. They've won three in a row, beating the Knicks, the Pistons, and then they beat Miami.
They
want to
give this game will be within 10 points tonight.
You're taking the Bulls. You're betting on the Bulls. Not gonna actually do it.
Yeah, I'm not against my Golden State Warriors, but I do think they can cover. I think the Bulls can cover. Home game, big spot for them. Chicago is a basketball crazy place. You get the Dubs coming in there. Tickets probably $8,000. You know what I'm saying? So I think the Bulls play them close. I don't think this gets to be a blowout. Another situation I would look at tonight, I would look at the Raptors. I think the Raptors. I think you could lose some of the Raptors star players tonight too. I would look at some Toronto Raptors. They got that matchup versus, I'm not mistaken, they play Detroit Pistons tonight. That should be a good game. The Raptors are 8.5-point home favorite, but they have an implied total of 111, and that's one of the bigger numbers on the night. So I think you look at Lowry and DeRozan if you want to, you know, if you can get a, if you depend on where you're playing at, maybe you can do a Lowry, what's your man name? I just talked about.
Lauri Markkanen?
Dell Curry's son, Steph. Oh. Yeah. And then there's Lauri, something like that. And then that's just me at 9:45 trying to put it together a little bit.
See, if I'm going to take the 10 points in the Bulls, I'm hoping that, you know, the Warriors were enjoying the night out
in
Chicago. I lived there for 4 years. It's a fun place, lots to do.
Yeah, and I can see that.
That's the mindset I'm going to have.
Yeah, no doubt.
By the way, in Chicago, you said, you know, how much it cost you to get in the game. It's the highest priced ticket tonight available on StubHub. $62 to get into Bulls and Warriors tonight.
Standing room.
The next highest is that Toronto-Detroit game you mentioned, $30.
Okay.
$30 to get into that
one. Air Canada Center.
Air Canada. You know, if you want to go to L.A. to watch a football basketball game,
oh, Lord.
Face the Clip.
Oh, it's the Clippers. Clippers. Oh, the Clippers is free.
Yeah. $4.
$4 to go see the Clippers tonight. Yeah, there you go right there.
You want to go see the Lakers, you got to go to OKC to see that. It's games on ESPN, though. OKC and L.A., I think that's also it'll be a high-scoring affair as well. $19.
Yeah, okay, that's about...
$19 to see the Showtime Lakers, the brand.
They don't have no number on that game yet.
How's Lonzo doing?
I'm about to say Lonzo's banged up.
He's hurt again. Russell Westbrook could be always someone to consider, of course, in DFS.
Yeah, obviously Russell Westbrook in a situation like this. You would like Russell Westbrook more if Lonzo was playing, because Russell Westbrook would want to put on a show for Lonzo.
I agree with that. Charlotte and Washington, $4 to get into that one also. In case you're interested.
Down there, if you're down there in the Charlotte, North Carolina area, and that, I think it might be some bad weather down there. But that's another team I would look at. I don't know. Kemba Walker and John Wall, interesting matchup. If I'm pivoting off of one of the other point guards that I mentioned, like the Lowry's and the Curry's, I think I wouldn't mind putting both those dudes in my lineup, Walker and Wall.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you have a lot of people in your lineup like that.
I don't have a couple lineups if I play tonight.
Corey's breaking the budget.
Steph Curry, Kyle Lowry, Corey Bullsett. Do you want to throw out Rajon Rondo also?
It's always hard for me to play Rondo. I mean, but you're going to get a good amount of assists. You know that. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You might get 30 assists.
I think that could be someone of interest for you. Continuing on.
You think about that, with Spurs, Nets, I mean, that's that pace of both teams is very slow. So really nothing to see with it. But the Spurs are in Brooklyn tonight. That's interesting. What's the tickets for that looking like, Greg? Spurs in Brooklyn.
You want to check out that game?
I'm watching it on TV. I ain't going to go to Brooklyn tonight. Like, come on out here, exec. Have a seat right here in the front row.
$18.
$18? Yeah.
$18. $18 to get in. That game actually has the most amount of tickets left for it. According on StubHub, there are 1,800 tickets left. Plenty of seats available.
The Knicks are down in Memphis taking on the Grizzlies.
Probably don't want to mess with that game either. Knicks, what do you think the spread is in that game?
The Grizzlies are a 2-point favorite.
I knew the answer.
Okay, my bad. I thought you was asking me. I have it right here.
I have it right here also. Okay, let's talk about what's going on this day in sports history. The Los Angeles Rams in 1995 announced they're moving to St. Louis. My times have changed.
Yeah, no, now they're back in Los Angeles with had the best offense in the NFL this year. John Robinson coached team back when they were the Los Angeles Rams. I remember some of those years with the blue and yellow helmet.
Eric Dickerson,
the goggles. I really don't remember much from the L.A. Rams, just that. And they beat the Cowboys in the playoffs one time.
True.
Very painful.
You know what's weird? I know it's like an absurd thing to say, and it shows my youth. Like, I don't even remember the Rams in L.A.
Wow.
Like, I remember them and the Raiders both being in L.A., And I remember the year later they moved, so one to Oakland, of course, and one to St. Louis. But like my first recollection of like the Rams
is that St. Louis.
Is St. Louis
greatest show in town?
He said they were bad. I remember they were bad, but like I don't even who was the coach of the Rams before Dick Vermeil was.
I don't think it was John Robinson.
He was there for a while. I don't know how long.
But I don't think he was. Was he there before?
Let's see here. List of Rams head coaches. Here we go. Da-da-da. All right, so before Dick Vermeil, it was Rich Brooks.
I don't know who that is. That's like Mike Mullins.
Sounds like somebody from the Pac-12, like either Oregon or Oregon State.
He's going to be the Giants OC. The Giants hire Rich Brooks. What?
He's retired now. After coaching the Rams, he became the Falcons offensive coordinator on the team that actually went to the Super Bowl.
Okay.
Dan Reeves is the head coach. And then became the head coach at the University of Kentucky.
Okay, guess I was wrong.
And there you go. That's Rich Brooks. Before Rich Brooks, Chuck Knox was the head coach.
Oh, okay.
Chuck Knox, former Bills head coach.
Forgot about Chuck Knox.
There you go.
Forgot about Dre.
Also today in sports history, 1999, I mentioned this Falcons team, right? Rich Brooks was the offensive coordinator of. This is the year Gary Anderson did not miss a kick all year for the Vikings.
Until
the NFC Championship game, where he missed a kick to win it for them before overtime. They go to overtime, and the Dirty Bird took over, and the Falcons won and went to the Super Bowl.
That was the Dirty Bird.
That was a shame, though.
Jamal Anderson.
Mm-hmm.
I did want to see the Vikings in that Super Bowl.
With Randy Moss,
Chris Carter.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's the Dirty Bird, Falcons.
Did something happen like that before the Super Bowl with the Dirty Birds?
Somebody.
It was like the man of the year.
Was it Eugene? I don't want to put that on nobody.
I think it was Eugene Robinson.
Yeah, I think it was Eugene Robinson. I got caught up a little bit.
Like, how does that happen in that moment? That's the question.
You should be chilling the night before the game. You should be chilling. You should have all that stuff out of you.
Two nights before, do whatever you need to do.
Yeah, exactly. All the stuff should be out of you before, throughout the course of the week.
Before. You get that extra week, right? You have some fun.
At the time, they might not have.
They didn't do it every single
They didn't do it every year. Depending on how the calendar worked out. Now, really, ever since 9/11, really, they've always given you the extra week because they have to push Super Bowl back. Well, we kind of like this February thing.
Yeah.
So now they always give you the extra
week. I'm not a fan of the 2 weeks.
Really?
I don't want to wait.
You're just like, what are we waiting for?
I like the pomp and circumstance of that week, media week and stuff like that. I like the pomp and circumstance of it. I think that little break, you know, it's tough with no football that week. That week is be upon us next week. But I don't have a problem with it. I'm kind of cool with it. I don't have an issue with it. But that's the Dirty Bird Falcons, not to be confused with the Too Legit to Quit Falcons.
Happy birthday
to
Muhammad Ali.
Oh, the great one, the GOAT, the greatest of all time.
He would have been... He would have been. He was born in 1942. I don't know why you do that. He was born in 1942. So
58 and 17. That would give him 75.
There you go. He would have been 75. Thanks to Matt Modica for that. He would have been 75 years old today. Muhammad Ali. Also, happy birthday. Go out to your boy, Corey, Dwayne Wade.
Dwayne Wade. How old is he now? 40? No.
Dwayne Wade is 35 years old.
Three-time NBA champion. Definitely is going to be a Hall of Famer. Great job at Marquette as a collegiate definitely. Athlete. And probably the best athlete in the history of Miami.
Probably so. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. We're going to ask a bunch of questions to the all-in kid, Jake Seeley. Not going to want to miss that. Of course, the frenzy comes up next. Stick around. We wrap up next.
If you're playing daily fantasy basketball on DraftKings or FanDuel this NBA season, you need to sign up for Daily Roto. Built by a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. Better yet, you can save 10% off using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium to learn more about their product.
Final few minutes of the program here, Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Greg Sussman, Matt Modica hanging out. We are joined now by the host of Fantasy Football Frenzy, host of On Target. It's the only kid, Jake Seeley. What's going on, Jake?
Not too much, Greg. How's it going?
It's going well. Can you name the Vice President of the United States?
Sure, right now?
Yes.
No. I don't care about politics. I really don't.
I know you don't care. I'm not asking you any politics at all. Just want to know if you can name the vice president. That's all.
No, I honestly don't know who it is. For not caring about politics, I don't know who it is.
Can you name the vice president before the current vice president?
For
Obama. Obama's vice president.
Yeah, I would know it if you say it, but I can't think of it. I know Dick Cheney before that with George W. Bush, but that's about it.
That is correct. We've learned a lot today, Matt Modica.
That we have.
We've learned a lot.
Very informative day.
Very informative day, indeed. All right, Jakey, let me ask you some other questions.
Oh, Mike Pence, right? Mike Pence?
Mike Pence is the current vice president of the United States. That's correct.
And then the names, if I think about it long enough, I can't think of Obama's. Who's Obama's?
Obama's was Joe Biden.
Thank you.
You got it.
See?
That's what I'm here for, man. Okay.
What's the point? Wait. Why are you asking?
So we played the weakest link today. Let me ask you another question that I need to know. Do you know who the host of The Price is Right is? Not The Price is Right. Of Wheel of Fortune is. Excuse me.
Wheel of Fortune?
Yes.
I do, but now his name is escaping me. I see him. I actually see his face too and everything. Nah, it's not coming to me right now.
Okay.
Maybe give me some time. Go to the other thing and I can think about
it. Yeah, no problem. I want to just ask a couple of baseball things here quickly. Mark Reynolds wants a major league deal. He's been fantasy relevant for a little while. He's had some good years with Colorado, but he doesn't want to take this minor league invite type of thing anymore. Do you think it's fair of him to do?
No, I think that he was lucky to get the landing situation he had with Colorado and get the playing time that he wasn't supposed to get because of the injuries last year. He had a great season. He was great for fantasy. Anybody who happened to get him either late or pick him off waivers was extremely happy. But at this age, at this stage of his career, that looks not necessarily an anomaly. Like, he can't repeat that kind of success. He's not going to be that good. But at the same time, a starting job, there's a reason he wasn't getting a starting job last year. He wasn't signed to have a starting job last season. So I don't see why he thinks that after coming off that season, unless he's playing in Colorado again, and the Colorado Rockies really don't need him.
Well, it was a pretty good season, man. He played 140 games and 30 homers.
The point Jake just made, he lucked into playing time because of injuries.
But he played well.
He was in the right situation. For me, he's a, you know, he would be a backup first baseman, bench kind of player. You know, I'm not taking. I can see him back on the Marlins after they get rid of like Justin Bour, after he's traded.
But I don't get it. I mean, what else? What do you want this guy to do? He had 30 home runs, batted .267. OBP was .350. He had 82 runs scored, 97 RBIs. He deserves a major league job? No.
Look at his numbers with Colorado, not with Colorado.
Yeah, I mean, where's he going? Who wants him? The Marlins? Like I said, Justin Bour.
Well, yeah, the Rockies bring him back.
The Rockies have other options there. They have, what's his name?
Everybody's healthy now. The guy they signed in the outfield, Dahl.
Yeah, they're putting in
Desmond. Who knows if David Dahl
will be healthy? Ryan McMahon, they want to get involved this year. David Dahl's a guy that I don't know why people, for what you're getting him at this year right now in drafts,
right.
Why wouldn't you go to him?
Sure.
Everybody loved him in the sixth round last year.
Right.
And he's healthy. He's still young. Now he has an injury that he can't recover from, and it's debilitating or anything like that.
Sure. Just to give the numbers from Mark Reynolds, 294 at home last year, 21 homers, 56 ribbies, 9 homers on the road, 242.
Yeah.
So there you
give
go.
Give me the first letter of his name. It's bothering me now. The host.
P.
The Wheel of Fortune.
P.
P?
Yes.
P, last name starts with an S.
Pat Sajak.
There you go.
Yeah, there we go.
Chris Ventura earlier this morning said his name was Bob Parker. Bob Parker, the host of Wheel of Fortune, was named Bob Parker. Ichiro could go back to Japan if he doesn't find a deal he wants, Matt.
He should go back to Japan. Look, I am one of the biggest Ichiro fans. He's one of my favorite players for like a decade. Time to say sayonara.
Sayonara, indeed. Sayonara to you as well, because we're done. Coming up next, The Frenzy with Corey Parson, Matt Modica, and of course, the Fantasy Executive. My name is Greg Sussman. Have a fantastic rest of your day. See you tomorrow.